But we'll correct it for the future.
We had contemplated putting it on the nightly rental, and so I guess it got classified that way, but we opted to never do it and never have. So sorry about the oversight.
It's now been changed, so you're covered from here on out.
Okay, partner.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
We didn't tell him to send it.
Go ahead and send him a form also.
What form?
Direct you guys to send a form.
Is he still on the phone?
No. We have a letter.
He sent in the form.
Can you send a form? We have a letter to put in file that that's good enough.
Yep.
What we need to do, too, is if he hadn't testified for 6 years, he needs to make sure his address is correct. We should have asked him that and verified that, because this gentleman would have received the letters and should have responded quicker from the place.
Send the phone number to your office to do that?
Yeah, because for some reason he's assuming that we had never contacted him.
I think the board, my address board, I think they misunderstood what I said a while ago about the letter not being good enough. I think a letter is fine. I think that who it's directed to, if it's directed to the recorder or the collector or somebody that's not associated with this body for us to vote on, is where the problem lies.
Well, but he's filled out the form of the appeal form.
I'm talking about the one that I made the comments on before.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from on that? If someone sends a letter in to the Taney County, to whatever office, if they send it to Taney County Commission, it's not to the assessor or the BOE, it's to the... So it is a request from, if it goes to Donna as the clerk or to James as the assessor.
Right.
But if it come to the Taney County Commission, the Taney County Recorder, the Taney County Collector, then we don't have, you know, later on they say, I sent a letter to so-and-so, but we didn't receive it. That's where I was going with it. I think a letter's fine if they write a letter and say, hey, we missed the date and we didn't get the form or something. That's a vote left up to the board, but I didn't want you to misunderstand what I meant by that.
Sure.
Now, this Chris Hansen is planning to come in?
Yes, so we do have some stuff that you've tabled in the past. If you'd like to go back and look at that, it's fine for you. We have 060207. It's Russell Shinowick. Should work.
What's the number? 06.
060207. The last action was a motion to table.
So that's not in our book right now, then.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But 207, that. I don't have that. I had
0207.
But there was
0207.
Yeah, I've got it.
Or it's in there. I'm sorry.
I see it.
Is that Russ's house or one of the people he was representing?
This is Russ's house. Actual house.
Well, is it his house or his? No, it's his business.
No, it's his actual house.
He was talking about his house. Backing up to the Golden Oaks Apartments or something
as being an obsolete.
I got a note here that says he wanted the value at 130.
That's what I've got.
And we passed 130
by the tax.
Oh, I got it right here. Asking him 130.
It was Lord the appraised property to 130,000.
So that's what he's asking for. So we didn't vote on that one, evidently.
I think we did. I got the note.
No, I think you voted on the other one that he represented and tabled this one, probably.
Yeah, I'm showing you.
And what I wrote down here, I've got that we changed it to 130,000.
It actually says table to remeasure.
That is correct, and we have went and remeasured.
And?
We didn't come up with the same figures as Russ did because he actually measured to the half-foot marks. It's the same as the gentleman earlier today. The only place I can see that there could be a problem with the obsolescence to Russ's house backing up to what he considered the Golden Oak Apartments. Physical condition on this house as being an 02 is at 100%. We could possibly see a 93% or 94% depreciation through a study if we were to run an extensive study. But that old house from '02 could possibly be lower in the depreciation table alone because of the obsolescence.
Was there an issue on finished space as well that he said wasn't finished or something?
Right. We actually came up with more finished space that will be applied in 2011.
How did three of us get the fact that we put down that we took action?
I haven't read the minutes. I just see my note here.
I show my notes and say he's asking for 130. I don't see where we made a motion on that.
You didn't make a motion because you sent me.
We sent you back out to the measure.
I'd have to look at the minutes.
And he provided us a little yellow. If you remember, Dr. Rose, he handed me a yellow piece of paper that he had drawn his house and the way he had measured it.
I'm just talking about.
I make a motion that we change the value on DOE number. Whatever this is,
206-0207.
Yeah.
207 to 130,000.
I'll second him because I think we've already done it. But
okay, before I vote, can I ask James one question, please? James, you can still arrive at that probably through a depreciation.
Right. And his house, as he said, was setting back.
So you may do it a different way. You'll get there. If we direct you to get there, you'll get there one way, either through depreciation
right.
or devaluing.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I was basing my motion on.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. 5-0. Change the appraised value to $130,000. Now, the one that's coming up here is one that we dealt with last year. It's from the flood time down there.
I still have some more on that. Individual is not here yet, if you want to continue.
And that individual we're talking about is the Hansen?
Hansen. Chris and Lori Hansen.
I'm trying to think back. That seemed like we made some adjustment on her, didn't we, Jim?
Which one is it?
Well, this is one of those flooded out places down there, Shadow Lake Drive.
Here before the board, so. Mm-hmm. I can call and see if there's
well, he's not due here till 11 o'clock. So.
Yeah.
What DOE number is that?
That is 060374.
374.
374.
So while we're waiting, do you want to look at Jim and Sue Alker, 060115? Dennis Stringham made a motion to table in order to review the appraisals. Dave Oliphant seconded. The vote was 4-0. Mr. Thomas, I guess, was not here.
I don't think I was here that day.
Which one was this one?
060115.
Well, is this the one they tabled that they showed the Lakeshore Drive, or did you already do that one?
This is it.
Lakeshore Drive, they had an appraisal for 1 point something million, and it went down to 895,000. And they were assessed at like approximately
4.
Yeah.
Do we have that data? I mean, that's probably scanned in data. Is that correct, Jim? Used? Probably. The appraisal information that you're talking about?
I didn't have nothing opposed to their appraisal.
Out of uniform appraisal.
I reviewed that, of course.
I think somebody wanted to look at the comparables to make sure that they were good comparables.
They appeared to be good comparables.
As the appraiser was Joe Stoffer, and the opinion of value was $895,000, and that was done on 4/16/2009.
That appeared to be an excellent appraisal.
That's a great question.
State didn't.
Well, which one? What's the name on it?
Alker.
Oh.
Jim and Sue Alker. Alker.
Take me 30 minutes to find it and watch it.
Appraised value of $594,628.
And their appraisal was for $895.
Can you see if you got any scanned information that she used?
I remember out on the appraisal when they bought the property 2 years early at appraised for $1.something million and $1.4 million, and they did a new appraisal this last fall. I don't remember the date for sure. It's like September, and it appraised for $895,000, and that's their proof is that values had gone down and about whatever percent. So based upon that, they feel like their taxes should have been reduced by that amount, but what they weren't taking into consideration is their taxes were $300,000 less than what their last appraisal was.
That's, you got her down right now. I couldn't remember exactly what the, and that's the reason we tabled it, because we were going to interest, we were interested in
there you go.
Got it.
Know if we needed to raise their...
Well, this is the one they compared with Shellnob and Lampy as comparables. I remember that. I worried about that.
The reason they did this, well, they had to get out of the area to find a similar location as being on the lake with that monstrosity.
But we haven't questioned the validity of an appraisal. We've just taken the from a certified appraisal is all we've been doing. So, I mean, the fact is it's being appraised at what, eight?
$895,000.
I was thinking that we lowered that to six or something like that.
No,
it's at $595,000.
It's at $595,000 now, and their appraisal was for $895,000, down from $1.4 million. Their statement was, by showing those two appraisals, property values have dropped 20% or whatever that figure was, so therefore their taxes ought to drop that much, when they weren't taken into consideration that the taxes were all way lower than the market value.
That was actually the same as...
I think that's the one that...
This was the one...
He made the statement, didn't he, that you mean we've shot ourselves in the foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one
And she looked like a deer caught in the headlights when we... I
think he also said stubbed his toe.
He was using this appraisal to actually try to get the other two residential properties lowered that he brought in front of this, showing the 20% decline in both of those. And when he presented this appraisal then on this property that he also had under appeal, is when it became.
I make a motion to raise the appraisal to $750,000.
Second.
Discussion. We have
heard numerous cases, maybe not with an appraisal like this, but lots of cases from the folks that have applied that the value of their properties is more than they're assessed. And I don't think we've changed a single one. For us to change this one does not seem consistent to me.
I know you've increased at least one other one.
When we go more than a third of the value on the lowest appraisal that was presented, I think it's our obligation to equalize.
Isn't this the one at the far end of Lake Shore after it winds down the hill?
Yes.
And goes back to the lake and it's out in the middle of nowhere.
It's not in the middle of nowhere.
The last I remember that was on one of the parade of homes here, old, several years ago.
May have been.
And
didn't they say it was Gary Smalley's old home?
I think so. Either that or it was next door to it. I think there were two houses down there, if my recollection was.
The PRC calls it Gary Smalley's old home. We got the PRC.
I believe I saw a picture.
Other properties past it, according to that.
There you go.
But, I know the very first case we heard in BOE, we ended up voting to leave it the same, even though the value was established to be much higher. And then after that, we had lots of discussion here from the attorney and everything else about what we should be doing and our role, and started researching a little bit. And I don't recall how many other cases we've heard like that since.
Which one, Donna, are you talking about? You say we raised one?
No. I don't remember which one it was, Chuck. Do you not remember that? So didn't we raise one because we were concerned that there would be some other ones raised today?
I just don't remember.
I know we've talked about two other ones besides the first one, the first day, but we've not ever got the majority vote to raise anybody's.
In fact, maybe we tried to.
I believe that would have been one that estimated their value at being $600,000.
Right.
That was the very first case.
But it was not based on an appraisal. It was based on their opinion of that.
No, purchase price.
Yeah, and purchase price.
Yeah, what he paid for it.
He built it at that.
Yeah, he built it for $600,000, and we had it on the book for $395,000 or $400,000 on that. Right. And the other one was that one neighborhood where there's like 11 lots, and he admitted that he had paid $200,000 more than... it was appraised at.
I don't think that guy would have a chance of getting $895,000 out of that place down there.
No offense, Dr. Rose, but that's a current appraisal, and that's what we've been asking people to provide is facts, and that is one of the piece of facts that we've been relying our information on.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some lousy appraisals in my life, though, too.
Well, the other thing is that appraisal is dated,
within 3 months.
As of 2/28/2007, is that right?
That was the first one, right?
You're right.
The last one, I think you said it was April of this year, which is within 3 months of the applicable date.
Well, the date of the appraised value was 4/16/2009,
you're
right.
Jim's got it pointed out on the board here, the appraisals.
I call for the vote.
All right. The vote is to change it from six something?
595 or four, whatever it is, to 750,000 based off the appraisal of 895,000.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye or nay?
Aye.
Aye.
4-1.
I'm sorry, Dr. Rose, what was your name?
I had a nay.
Then that would be 3-2.
4-1.
4-1, Chuck.
Chuck voted nay, didn't you?
No.
No, to nod it, to leave it the same.
Okay, so nay.
Oh, well, so it's 3-2.
3-2, nay.
It, to raise it.
He said nay. I heard him say nay. That's
what I thought, right. Too.
I voted to not raise it.
Correct. So you voted nay.
Nay to the motion. The motion was to raise it. So yeah. Nay to
you
the motion.
Voted aye, so that's the 3-2 then?
Yep.
3-2.
Okay.
And the just for clarification, the date of the appraisal was 4/16/09.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use 09 appraisals.
Well, there was
use
one
April
from
09 appraisals.
There was one from 2007 for $1.4 million.
I would have questioned. I wouldn't have seconded the motion if Commissioner Strahan would have raised it to 895 because the values, I think, have gone down even since that date. But
why did you go to 750? I've heard over and over.
Split the difference is what I did.
That we need to have a clear reason for changing the value. And you've got an appraisal of 895 and you lowered it to 750. Where'd you get your 750?
I don't think we use that 895 at all, though. We've said going the other way.
Yeah.
We can't take things that are lower because we're appraising as of back in January. And we said we could not use a sale that was lower, say, in June.
The only argument that could be made here...
If we use the higher one, it'd be $1.2 million, the higher appraisal.
The only argument could be made here was by the owner himself claiming there was a 20% reduction in values. So if you were to add 20% to his appraisal as of January 1, basically backing up his own theory of it being 20% less than his old appraisal, you would be around the 700 or whatever that would be, 20% off of the 895, and I haven't calculated that.
The other point is that our letter that went out in April told them that if they were not happy with it, if they could come in to the Board of Equalization and some good evidence would be appraisals, So if we're advising them to get an appraisal, we're advising it as of the letter that went out in April before they come to BOE. They can't get an appraisal for last year done this year. So I know what you're saying, Chuck, but, you know, we're telling them it's okay to go get an appraisal if these people want to right now to show us what it's worth. We have to kind of, I guess, use a judgment of, you know.
What I'm saying is that we have said we're not going to use these values to this Board of Equalization because they're 09 values, flat out. And now we're using them. We're very inconsistent.
Well, then our letter shouldn't tell them that they need to get an appraisal before they come in.
Do you remember us throwing out things that have been 09 values?
We're going the other way.
As far as comparables, yes.
I think what I've said, James has said a little different, but what I've said is that the relevant date is January 1st, 2009, and that if there's been a major change in the economy since January 1st, 2009, then that's really not admissible on January 1st, 2009. But values within a month, whether it be after or before, are just as relevant to January 1st, 2009, probably more relevant than something in early 2007.
Bob, are you not the one that said that we did not need to pick numbers out? Those are not your exact words, but we need to have clarified reasons for changing an appraisal.
I did say that? I did.
Thanks.
Okay. My clarification, though, is here, Chuck. If you're saying that you would have voted aye if we raised it to 895,
no, sir.
Okay. Okay.
The reason is, my point is Bob, our attorney, has said we should not pick figures out of the air. And that's what you've done. You've taken an appraisal for $895,000, and you've lowered the value to $750,000. James gave some reason for it.
I give a good reason for it. I split the difference between the two, and if I'd wanted to use the 1.2, which you guys are arguing before the first of the year, and split the difference, I'm not.
Based off Robert Rule, we could call the vote over and raise it to 895 based off your argument, Chuck, and you could we could raise the taxes even higher.
Again,
his argument is
I've got two arguments.
One argument is that we shouldn't use 750. If we're going to raise it, we should raise it to 895 is one of your arguments.
No. One argument is that Paulson has told us not to pick figures, and I believe we've picked figures in this. Number two, I've got three reasons. Number two, you're using a April appraisal, and we've been said over and over through this BOE, we're not using 09 numbers. And number three, as Dave said, our first case, the guy said he paid $600,000 or $700,000, and we left it at $300,000 or $400,000. So we're not being consistent. Our job as a BOE, I've heard over and over and over, is to be equal, and I don't believe that this Board of Equalization is being equal.
I noticed that through your vote, sir, as 4-1 on several occasions. When you voted again the other four members on issues, and when you say that we pick numbers, we pick numbers whenever we lowered the values to certain numbers. I took half of what the estimated cost was of the appraisal versus their appraisal. The appraisal of the assessor versus, and the figure I used is the exactly half. And that's the reason I've done that. We pick figures when we loot.
We've had a motion, we've had a second, we've had discussion, and we've had a vote. I don't know Robert's rules, but doesn't that mean we need to move on?
It does.
It means it's the discretion of the chair is to move on, and he so rules.
Okay, we have Chris and Lori Hansen here. That is your 06. 0374.
Would you like to take the podium here and make your presentation?
I just want to apologize that I've not done this before, not sure exactly what all you're looking for, so we're just going to go through and I'm going to summarize some of these documents, have my wife explain some of them, and then let you come back and ask us your questions. All right?
That'd be perfect.
You guys have the cover page that we sent back. It's not, they didn't scan that, but that was the appeal.
Yeah, right. We have that.
All right. Did you change this order or?
Yeah. Anything you want to do?
Oh. Okay. Well, what you're looking at there is it. We found it really challenging to get good information on price change on real estate. I mean, the MLS is not available to us and so on. So I found this article online on this website for Commercial One Brokers. Page 3 shows...
Just a quick comment here. What we're going to be talking about is one, about our appraisal value, but also we've had some significant damage to our house. We have a FEMA report that's in here as well, and we'd like to include that in consideration.
Can I ask you a question before you get started? So I think in your application you say that your basement's no longer finished basement. It's an unfinished basement.
We got some pictures of the damage.
All right.
And we got the FEMA report.
How many
as well.
Square foot is the basement?
It was 1,600.
So your square footage was $1,600 square feet that's no longer, it's just it's a unfinished basement
right,
now. Is
right.
that the classification?
Right.
And you're asking from 223, which is what where your current appraised price is, you're asking to go from 223 to 191. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Is that based off of damage through the...
The flooding.
Flooding?
No, it's no not. It's more than just the damage. We had
damage. Can I make that motion?
But it's also the potential okay. for additional damage. We're doing other work to the house to make sure it doesn't flood in the future. We're near the top of a hill, but we still flooded. And, we've done some things in the backyard, and we got some other things just to get the water to leave the house area. And okay. we installed a sump pump as well.
Can we have the assessor make a statement real fast?
Sure.
Do you, Chris, Lori, I can sympathize with your problem. I have the same problem at my house, not covered by any insurances and all that
right,
type stuff.
Right.
But did you ever make the assessor aware of this?
I tried to call once because FEMA recommended I call, and they basically said there was nothing that I could do.
On the even-numbered year or something?
No.
Would that have been last year?
It was after the flood that they had recommended calling in, and
right.
when I called
I have no quarrel whatsoever with this value.
Based off the assessor, I'll make a motion that we lower the appraised value to $191,268. Based off the basement not being finished any longer.
Do you want to go to odd figures like that?
How about 191,250?
All right. I don't know how they arrived at the odd figure, but
my question is, based off of that's about a $30,000 reduction, and then you'd put here minus $40,000 loss of basement.
A realtor had appraised it at higher than the assessment. Before the flood.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
why. So you're happy with the 191?
191,250 is my motion.
I'll second.
Your second?
Dave seconded.
Dave seconds.
I would like for something to be included in your motion, if you would, that the Hensons have the responsibility of calling the assessor's office when this repair occurs and that we can go back and revalue their home.
Please add that.
That's fine.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye.
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 Sword.
You're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
You'll get something in the mail. Reflect
all right.
that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
That differently being done to my house, I put the floor in and had to raise the value because I used tile. So mine went up, but they haven't done their work.
Okay.
Let's call them. Maybe we can get done.
11:15 is
oh, time. We're on schedule, I guess, aren't we?
Right on schedule. Richard Peterson, number 378.
376?
376, yes.
Is
this all the documentation that we, when are we?
376.
Okay.
Board of Equalization, and we're calling regarding your appointment today.
Uh-huh.
We're showing that you have an appraised value of $94,275, and that you're requesting, are you requesting that to be reduced to $94,500?
Well,
you're showing that as your purchase price, so that was my question. I'm going to turn you over to our chairperson, Bob Rose.
I guess we are a little confused, Mr. Peterson, because we've been dealing for 2 weeks now with people who've had their evaluations raised by several thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
and yours is right about what you paid for it.
Well, I guess that was my contention. I listed what I paid for it, but referring to the realtor that I sold mine or bought mine from, prices have dropped, and that's why I sent in those sales comparisons that are recent. So,
well, now, see, we have to assess this property as of January 1st, because it's by state law that every 2 years on January 1st. As we look back, we have in front of us now the sales of the Holiday Hills condos
right.
For the last 2 years, and up everything. Well, let's see. There must have been a little one bedroom or something. There were a couple of 50,000, but basically they are 87 to 118 in that neighborhood, which is roughly what yours is. It would depend on what a buyer would look at and how much they liked your particular one as to what its real value would be.
My information that I sent in had two that were considerably less than that, I guess, 77,900 and 81,000. I guess my intention with the letter and the protest was that it was worth less than what I paid for it, the 94,500. So.
Okay, we're looking down here. Now, is this one exactly like yours as far as size is concerned, for example?
Right. Same square footage.
Where is this room?
They're two bedrooms.
1,200 to 1,400 square feet.
Right.
Okay. Can you switch around on those just a little bit for me?
84,900. Okay.
Do you have a value you feel like it's worth?
No, the same.
Did I miss that?
Well, I would say, as my realtor who sold it to me said, and these came in, quite a bit below my $94,500 what I paid with no improvements on mine, but I would say maybe down into the $85,000. That would be approximately 10% or so.
Sir, could you, this is James Strahan, the assessor, on your second comparable, could you look down at the bottom and it says owner FHLMC and tell us what that means? Is that a finance company?
I'm not familiar with. Which one are you talking about?
The second comparable you sent.
The one that sold for 81 or the one that sold for 77?
The one that sold for 81.
No, the price on it was $84,900, but the
sale price was $81,000.
Sale price is $81,000.
And it says the owner, FHLMC. Sounds like the Farmer Home Loan Association.
In other words, is this a distressed property?
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, what that meant either.
Okay.
But such things as says sold as is, no seller's disclosures. It sounds like that was one that was repossessed.
Could be.
And just sold off for what was owed on it. And that... That's the sort of a thing we're not supposed to consider.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be, in other words, a price, it's a fair price of what a person who didn't have to sell would pay for.
A willing buyer and a willing seller.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that leaves the other one that's less yet. 77.
An original listed was 105.9, and they'd gone down to 85.9.
Sold
for. Are all the units in your building just alike?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all two bedrooms.
All righty. Well, I show we have information on four units that were sold in 2008 in your building from $94,000 up to $106,000, all four of them, somewhere in that price range.
Okay, I've seen some of those too, but now how close are those to your January 1 as compared to these?
Well, here's August of 08 and June of 08.
Well, the bottom dropped out of the market in November. Now, these others, this one that sold for 77, that's November 18th after the stock market and everything else took a dive. It's closer to the year January 1 of 09 than those.
Please don't mention that stock market.
Yeah, our 401Ks are 201Ks, if that.
Mr. Peterson, as I look in your complex there, I see all the others, and as we scan, we've got a picture on the wall of the unit, and as we scan the other units, they are exactly the same that surround you.
Pretty much.
Assessed exactly the same, and if that's what you give for that, it's pretty hard for this board to try to make a decision on lowering.
We have something that, in a sense, you don't have, Mr. Peterson, in that we're looking at the screen right now, and they're able to compare right next to you and across from you and all around you, and what their assessed valuation is. And as a board of equalization, we're supposed to equalize.
Okay.
And not make a difference on something because one person. By the way, where is Waukee, Iowa?
It's just west of Des Moines. It used to be 15 miles from Des Moines. Now it's almost a suburb. I farm there, so come to Branson to get warm sometimes. We're out of the rain.
I know what you have. I've got a nephew just a few miles from you. But, all right. We'll discuss this and look over your evaluations. You will be notified by mail within a few days of what our deliberation is done. If it should go negative and we decline to change the evaluation, you still have one more, you can appeal to the state board. And if that is the answer that does come to you, you'll be told how you can do that.
Okay.
So we try to treat everybody as fairly as we can. Well, thank you for talking with us this morning.
All right, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.
The only thing I also see here is this is a totally different building and totally different layout of unit number to his. If you look at his building, building D, unit 12, and this gentleman is building H up here on this. And it's way up in unit 508, which would be a different building.
This one is sold here for $98,200. Well, that was December 07.
Yeah, but he's talking about this unit on price-wise, James. He said that the 94, and that's what he'd give for it when we were discussing it with him. What you're saying is you may have a different number that...
His comparable is what I'm talking about. They're sold for 77.
Yeah.
It is a totally different building. I think Dave asked him questions about ones that had sold directly in his building. Did you not, Dave?
Yes.
I make a motion for denial on based on what we're looking at on this
building here. I think that's the one he's talking about. He said the,
well, this is H8, and we got one a comparable here. It was H6 that did sell, but a year and a half ago for $98,000. But we know he's
see,
right.
We're pointing the cursor to the 508 building and 512 building. See where the cursor's pointed? Look away plumb across town over there where his unit is. So we're not talking about buildings in even the same area.
Okay, his.
So for that one to sell for $77,000 over in a totally different building, I don't know the relevance of it with the other sales occurring in the same building that Mr. Oliphant referred to.
Go back to that first building over there, that one. Look at some of those assessed values over there. They're a little bit lower. Look at a couple of others there.
They're all the same.
They're all about the same.
They are lower because of...
This is building D.
Well, there's one much higher.
Where's building D?
The one that's the blue dot over there we were just looking at.
Okay. And the others right around them are...
The others right around them are all the same except for one.
That one could have been a commercial unit there, Dave, that you've seen the 27.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, yeah. Hadn't thought about that.
See, all those are close to the same, or the same.
I've heard a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Our 11:30 has been canceled.
Yep, but I have another property that we've looked at before. That's 060017. And we also have 060016. Both Country Ridge Residences.
Okay, that's we're, did we get the other type of evaluation or not?
Well, it says Jim's office moved here, third party expert to review income approach for further investigation.
We haven't dealt with any of the
We're going to wait till, I think we kind of wait, said we're going to wait till the end of the BOE session. Plus, I was going to try to run with the formulas that were. So, anyway, I think we left it at, we were going to wait till the end of this BOE session, is how we left it. Because we knew we had a couple more coming up.
Tax credit housing.
Yeah. Isn't that what we, didn't we talk about waiting?
I think so.
Yeah. We said about waiting on that one.
Would you like me to go ahead and call Judy Hunter and see if we can work her in?
Yeah,
I think it'd be
great.
If we can catch her in, we can go to lunch. Or is there any more other? Jim, do you have any other business to bring?
This one's just strictly a misclassification.
Judy Hunter?
Oh, also significantly less than 179.
379.
Judy Hunter.
Got double, huh?
379. Well, we've got the land as commercial and the unit and the improvements as a residential. Why do we have that? Oh, Branson Landing.
All promenades are commercial, and I don't know why we would have moved hers to residential. I believe that would be against the bylaws there.
Don't they have to be on 60%? They have to be on the rental program, I thought.
I did too, and the promenade, this would be interesting.
Hi, is this Judy Hunter?
Yes.
This is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization. Ma'am, are you ready for your appointment?
I am.
Okay. I want to let you know that this is being recorded, that we are live on the internet. And also, I'd like to state that we're showing your appraised value at $238,551. And I'm turning this
over. Say
hi. I'm turning this over to our chairperson, Bob Rose.
Good morning.
Good morning. Repeat the number that she just gave me.
The assessed value, according to our records, is about $238,551.
The appraised value, yes.
All right, that's something that we need to discuss.
Well, let's take the first part, the part that you're not in the rental program.
Yes.
Entertain a motion here to change this back to residential.
It is residential.
But just the land. Change the land to residential.
Yeah, because the other is already residential.
I'll make a motion to move the land based off the documents provided to residential.
Excuse me.
Yep.
That the residence itself is the only one that can move since the primary use of the property is commercial use. We use the common down there as commercial.
So do I need to make the motion?
No, hold on.
We've got to make it among ourselves here, but I was trying to get...
Say that again, James.
Looks this like, is common use area.
Right.
If we move it to residential, she'll be one out of 200 that has residential.
All the rest basically. Of, okay. Basically. All the rest of the land down there on all the other condos is
commercial use common.
Right.
Okay.
We're the only ones that are residential.
So really the only thing that can move is her residential value.
And it already is at residential.
Right. We changed that day, but it isn't on the book. We're asking for you to make the official change.
You can't change a common area to residential because it would change it for everybody.
But it's already on residential.
It's the common is commercial.
In other words, right now, the residential
part... So what am I moving then?
We're not
to
moving
move
any.
To residential.
We can't move anything then.
It's already residential.
It's already been changed.
Okay, so we can't move the land value because it's
common
use.
And everybody else is...
We've never gotten notice of that.
You've not got had notice that it's been moved to residential?
No.
Well, she's using it for a residence.
But the common
the use. I understand what you're saying, but if the property's a residential, why isn't the common residential?
I mean, we're talking within the board real fast here.
Okay.
It's the use of the property. She's using it as residential. Everybody else is using it as commercial. I understand they would be commercial, but if she bought it to live in. It's not a rental property. It's not a commercial property.
We're going to check the tax book because it may be commercial in the tax book, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
You may need to make the
move. Actually, I think the CD is in there.
All right. Well, this is something we can do, Judy, without you. We've got running into some complications as to on this type of property. But basically, it has already been moved to residential and not in the nightly rental program. So that would save you there. Now, are you asking to lower the value of the total property from $238,000 to $179,000 because that's what you're trying to sell it for?
That's what you paid for.
Right. We paid $189,000 for it, and I didn't realize that it was appraised at this high value.
I have no problems with that, lowering that to the sales price. We've done that in the past.
At $179,900?
The $189,900.
We have it at $179,000. We've had it listed for 6 months. Offers.
But you did purchase it for $189,000?
Yes, sir.
When did you put it on the market?
We purchased it in February, of 2007.
And you put it on the market 6 months ago, you say?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I sent a copy of the listing.
Yeah, yes. The listing is in here.
Would you, I mean, the ma'am, the process is if we decide to change the value to $189,000 because that's what you purchase it for, you can still appeal that decision to the state tax commission and have your case reheard. But just want to let you know, whatever the decision is of the board, you still have an appeal process if you don't like what we change it to.
Okay, and who did you say we appeal to?
The state. And there's I think there's contact information sent to you when you're mailed the results of the decision.
Okay.
The results of our deliberation here will be mailed to you in the next few days.
All
And that, if, in other words, if it's negative or you're not willing to accept it, the procedure to go on with a further appeal would be there. But I think it's pretty apparent there's going to be some adjustment in this because the assessor has indicated that he does not object to such a thing. But how much in that, we will have to get back to you on.
All right. And then if we do need to appeal it, how long do we have to do that?
What, the end of July?
30 days?
30 days from time.
Whichever is earlier, from the date of decision or the end of BOE, whichever is earlier.
Or September 30th.
So 30 days from that?
Yeah.
But you will, you've got...
Do you have all of the information that you needed?
Yeah, yes, I think so. Okay. We'll get back to you then. Thank you for talking with us.
All right, thank you for considering this.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
I'll make a motion that we reduce the appraised value of this BOE 060379 to the purchase price of $189,900.
Second.
And just clarification, since we have a second already, the classification, the residential is, the structure is?
The structure is res.
And I just, can I have clarification? We can't change the land value to residential because the primary use, common use, is commercial.
All the other units that I know of in that building is commercial, and the common is commercial, such as the elevators, horizontal and vertical structure. All the common is.
So she could appeal that to the state tax commission also.
Sure, and then if she wants to change.
But we can't do it, you're saying.
But you've got properties that are commercial, I mean, that are residential, that have elevators. Are they rated as commercial or residential?
I'm going to switch it a little bit on you, Chuck, for understanding purposes. We have had many come before here that had commercial structure value with residential land value because it was common to, say, Thousand Hills and all these other places that's not
exactly
preliminarily commercial. We go with the predominant use in the common use. That's what we've always done in the past. If you gentlemen want to change it, it'd be your venture.
Just letting you know, you've given me a total appraised value of $189,900, but what I have is residential $208,551 and commercial $30,000. So I need to know which portion you're wanting to go to res and what portion is to go to commercial.
$159,900 on residential.
$159,900 is what my appraised, I mean my modified motion is on the improvements.
Is your second to that?
Yeah, Danny, you going to continue to second then?
I don't know.
And the how of the land is remaining.
Or was that just saying all the rest of them have commercial of 30,000, this one needs to stay there, so the thing we adjust is the residential part.
So my motion is, Jim Strappas, is to change the improvements to $159,900 and leave the land at $30,000.
Commercial.
Commercial.
So that's what she gave for it.
That's what she gave for it.
I'll second it. I'll go ahead and second. Amend my second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
4-1. For the record, Chuck, now what part did you disagree with? The whole idea of reducing it down there? We've reduced some others.
Forgive me for being kind of a smart aleck. But I'll use Donna's rule. We voted, so we shouldn't be talking about it.
Can we ask for recess, sir, for lunch?
Let's recess for lunch.
Excellent.
Are we stopping?